Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Jennifer Barna. She's an assistant professor of radiology at SUNY Upstate and chief of women's imaging about mammograms. Welcome back, Dr. Barna.
Thank you.
This was so interesting. I wanted to keep the conversation going. So we've just had this mammogram, and it's now gone through its initial paces of being reviewed by computers and by radiologists and so forth. And now all of a sudden, I'm sitting there in the waiting room, and somebody comes back and says, we need to take another look. And, you know, that panic. And you probably experience it in seeing it in women all the time. But what's going on? Why am I being called back?
We do see this all the time. And it's something that we always try to emphasize to patients. It does not necessarily mean that there's a serious problem. What it means is just that the radiologist looking at your images, perhaps comparing them to your prior study, has noticed a change, and they want to do some further testing to determine whether that change is real or not real, and if it is real, whether it is something that is a benign process, meaning not a cancer, mm-hmm. or something that is suspicious and needs to be further worked up.
I see. How do you evaluate that? What is it? I mean, I know you're saying that you look at changes and you look at my mammograms from previous years, but how do you know, what do you compare it to?
Well, basically when you're a radiologist looking at a mammogram, you are looking for densities that appear prominent, sometimes what's called architectural distortion, where the tissue within the breast is distorted compared to the normal distribution of tissue, and looking for calcifications. And there are a number of different benign, meaning not cancer, related calcifications. And then there are some calcifications that are clearly cancer-related, and there are some calcifications which are in between those, they look suspicious enough that we cannot clearly say these are benign and wait another year. In that case, those would need to have a further workup, such as some spot compression magnification views. And then if they look like either they need to be biopsied or there's a change and they look possibly suspicious, our only option at that point is to proceed to a biopsy.
Now,
those do come back being benign.
They do, yeah. And I have heard that from friends who have had to have biopsies and so forth. But here's my question. What do you compare it to? I mean, are you just comparing a woman to herself? Or do
Absolutely.
You have a scale that you are looking at?
We are comparing a woman to herself. Believe it or not, a mammogram is like a fingerprint. Every single woman's mammogram is different.
Ah.
And when you look at the tissue pattern, the distribution pattern, and whether there may be nodules that look benign, and there are certain characteristics we look for what are typically benign nodules versus typically what a cancer looks like. The problem is that in mammography, there is a large gray zone between those two, and it's not always cut and dry, which is why nationwide, statistically, about 80% of women who do have a biopsy that turns out to be benign.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 1,000 women who have a mammogram, usually only maybe 20% of those women would be called back for additional views. Out of the women who are called back for additional views, about 75% of those would then be found to have nothing to worry about. They can then go on another year. And then of the women who have a finding that looks suspicious, they would go on to a biopsy, and out of those, only a couple would end up being a cancer.
Well, one of the statistics we hear is that about 1 in 9 or 1 in 10 women does end up with breast cancer sometime in her life. And, you know, I don't want to forget about the men.
Absolutely.
Do men have mammograms in the same way?
They don't have mammograms in the same way as screening.
Right.
But they do have a similar mammogram for a diagnostic workup. In other words, if a man has a palpable abnormality or perhaps a strong family history or is on some type of hormone replacement therapy, his doctor may have him get a mammogram. And the mammograms are done the same way for men as they are for women. And they're read and interpreted in the same way as
they
well.
Are. Now, when you say a palpable abnormality, you're talking about a lump. You're talking
yes,
about finding a lump.
Exactly.
I've been lucky enough, knock on wood, God forbid, I have never found a lump. What does a lump feel like?
Well, they vary, but the ones that are worrisome typically are hard and irregular feeling.
Okay.
But they're...
And can they be anywhere in the breast?
They can be anywhere.
Top, bottom,
absolutely.
Left, right? You just feel it, and do you feel it near the skin, or do you feel it inside the breast?
It really depends on where the abnormality is.
Okay.
And doing monthly self-breast exams is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It is currently considered optional. And some people,
I do know there was a study that came out in Europe that said that it was not necessarily such a good idea, but I understand that in the United States that's generally just being dismissed altogether. Women need to be doing those monthly breast exams.
I see patients every day who have found a lump themselves.
Yes,
by doing
exactly.
an exam, and they find them earlier, obviously, than if they waited another 6 months and have their doctor do the annual exam, although that is very important. I also see patients every day who have had lumps that are discovered by their doctor.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, let's go back now. So this woman, a woman's been called back in, and you've given us some of the statistics on how many of them would have to come back in. At what point do you say, okay, it's time for you to have a biopsy? What do you see that's different there that compels a woman to have to get a biopsy?
Well, we go down a pathway, basically. We look initially for an abnormality, and then we typically will do spot compression views on mammography, maybe spot compression magnification views.
Which means
that we take a special paddle and compress just the area where the questionable abnormality is,
mm-hmm.
and then the radiologist will review those. If it looks like either the abnormality may still be there or the abnormality is definitely still there, then we may go on to another modality such as ultrasound,
mm-hmm.
and take another look. Ultrasound can tell the difference between a solid or a cystic abnormality. So if you have a simple cyst in your breast and it's new, or it has gotten larger since your last mammogram, it may show up as a change on your mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
And the radiologist looking at x-ray pictures cannot tell cystic versus solid. So then we go to ultrasound. If it's a simple cyst, you don't have to worry. You can come back.
Okay.
And those don't even have to be drained unless they're causing symptoms like
discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But if the cyst is complex or if it's a solid nodule, then we would recommend going on to the next step.
Very good. And then what happens next?
Well, one issue that I do get a lot of questions about is the six-month follow-up, which can cause anxiety in patients.
Yes, yes.
And
if you told me to come back in 6 months, I would probably just fall apart.
Well, it's very important, and I think a lot of patients don't know that the standard way of reading mammograms is that if there is a problem that we consider serious enough that it could be a cancer and we think that it needs further workup, we will do the further workup. We will recommend the further workup to happen within 30 days of the mammogram.
Right away. Right. So you're not going to tell somebody to come back in 6 months if there's any danger whatsoever that that's really a cancer.
We will only have someone come back in 6 months for a follow-up if we feel, interpreting their images, that there is a 97% chance or greater that it is not a cancer.
Okay.
So I always tell people, sometimes we have to recommend a biopsy because we feel like, well, you know, there's a 90% chance this is going to turn out not to be a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But unless I feel it's a 97% chance or greater that it's not a cancer, I have to go the next step.
Uh-huh. So
if you're called back in 6 months, it means we want, as a precaution, to follow a certain finding, which is most likely benign.
Okay, very good, very good. And then what happens? I get a letter. I'm told I will get a letter that tells me that everything is okay or whatever it's going to be. But I want to make sure people understand they hear from you immediately if there's any kind of a problem they need to attend to. Am I right?
Whenever you get a mammogram, you should have a letter from the radiologist. The American College of Radiology says that the letter must go out within 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
We will typically talk with a patient if we're going to need to do further workup before they leave our office. Occasionally, we will, if we're interpreting that after the patient is not there anymore, we always will call their doctor if there's need for further workup, but often we'll talk to the patient as well.
Okay.
So usually you'll know when you leave the office.
But if women don't hear in those 30 days, they should be getting back in touch with their doctor to get a copy of
Absolutely.
That letter.
Okay. If you don't get the letter, please, by all means, call your doctor or call your radiologist's office.
Very good. Well, Dr. Jennifer Barna, thank you so much. We've learned so much more about mammograms. It makes so much more sense now, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.